Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. Berlin's State Secretary Ingelbert Lütke-Doldrup of the SPD is alleged to have wrongfully collected two salaries because he was illegally temporarily retired. This was reported yesterday by the ARD magazine Report Mainz, produced by SWR. Lütke-Doldrup was put into temporary retirement because he moved from the Senate administration to the executive board of BER Airport. Although he earns about 33,000 euros a month there, he is currently receiving an additional state pension of more than 1,300 euros a month as he retired from the state secretary position. Constitutional lawyers regard this practice as illegal, and the Federation of Taxpayers thinks it causes millions of euros in damages to taxpayers, because political officials in other federal states would also be illegally transferred to temporary retirement. The Berlin State Senate objects the allegations. Senate spokesperson Claudia Sunde said that Lütke-Doldrup, as chairman of the Berlin-Brandenburg Airport Company, has obligations to shareholders which may not be in line with those of the state of Berlin. This potential conflict of interest would be sufficient to put him into temporary retirement as a political official. But ARD researcher Gernot Ludwig said that Doldrup also could have resigned. This was not the case because he would have lost his civil servant's pension. According to Ludwig, an important prerequisite for temporary retirement is that the relationship between the employer, for example, the governing mayor of Berlin, and his state secretary Lütke-Doldrup, is disturbed. In the present case, however, there was obviously no dispute, since Mueller is also on the supervisory board of the airport company, the board that hired Mr. Doldrup, which is why constitutional lawyers say that the transfer of retirement was clearly illegal. Employees of Tierpark Neukölln made a horrific discovery at the end of last week. Thieves stole two sheep from the zoo grounds at Volkspark Hasenheide on Thursday night. On Friday morning, the employees found one of the animals, the pregnant Rosa, slaughtered at Rixdorf's Hasenheide. The second sheep survived with injuries to its leg. Gerrit Hare, the animal keeper and working group leader in the Hasenheide Zoo, shockingly remarked that the animal was professionally slaughtered and that anything that could have been used on the sheep was taken by the perpetrators, who left only their remains behind. The Neukölln Zoo is looking for witnesses to this crime. In order to get the sheep out of their enclosure, the perpetrators had to have put some energy into it, as the animals are protected by a 2.4-meter-high fence topped with barbed wire. The Animal Park Hasenheide, in the park of the same name in Neukölln, breeds endangered species of domestic animals and, through the small animal enclosure, also brings city children closer to the animal world. In addition, the zoo is above all a social institution that works with the mentally ill, who have a very close relationship to the animals. The zoo is now hoping to find witnesses who have observed the deed, and the investigation is ongoing. The artist Luigi Toscano from Mannheim has sought and portrayed Jews who escaped Nazi persecution in five countries. The result is the photo installation Against Forgetting, in which the photographed faces speak for themselves and their history. His photos were first shown in Ukraine in September of 2016 to commemorate the massacre of Babin Jar. In the canyon near Kiev, the German Wehrmacht and SS troops murdered more than 33,000 Jews on September 29th and 30th, 1941. Toscano's photographs are also currently on display at the UN headquarters in New York. Construction councillor Oliver Schrofniger of the Green Party was able to convince the artist to show his larger-than-life portraits in an open-air gallery on Schlossstrasse opposite Charlottenburger Palace until April 14th. He remarked at the opening of the exhibition on Monday that the survivors depicted are the faces and voices of the culture of remembrance. They have the power to reach people, regardless of age, origin, or education, and to sensitize them today against exclusionary tendencies. District Mayor Reinhard Naumann of the SPD pointed out the importance of the exhibition, especially because contemporary witnesses such as Margot Friedlander are becoming increasingly rare. The pictures urge every viewer to be alert to all forms of racism and discrimination. This year, for the first time, the Berlinale Film Festival will screen a movie behind prison walls. The festival's local outreach, Berlinale Goes Kiez, which spotlights neighborhood cinemas, has been extended to include a screening at the prison in Tegel on February 23rd. Das Stille Klassenzimmer, or The Silent Revolution, is set in 1956 and tells the story of two GDR students. During a trip to West Berlin, they see a newsreel with shocking pictures of the uprising in Budapest being violently struck down. To show their solidarity with the victims, they stage a minute's silence in class, which puts the young people in the sights of the GDR authorities. The film was shot in Berlin and Brandenburg and is based on a true story. Director Lars Kramer will be on hand after to discuss the film with inmates. The Berlinale Film Festival will take place between February 15th and 25th. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.